settle in, get comfortable, let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvia Avery.
Hello, I'm Sylvie Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work. My husband, Mick, and I are mediums, teachers, healers, and authors, and for the next hour, we'll be bringing you interdimensional communication between this world and the spirit world. Our shows and books are designed to bring you information that will expand your knowledge about life on Earth, the universe, and the spirit world. And today, we're going to be discussing synchronicity. As well as our Spirits Work show on the wonderful blogging service.com on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have another weekly internet radio show called Spirit Teaching, and that's on at 11 p.m. Tuesday nights Eastern Standard Time on artistfirst.com. We have published 4 books, The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird, and these are available in bookstores, from Amazon.com or from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com.
Hello. On our shows, we have conversation and discussion with our spirit friends, so they give us their observations of what they see and how, so that we know we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we may never have realized were available to us. We're here to join forces in a caring and encouraging way. We discuss sensitive and difficult topics, as well as light-hearted ones, based on awareness and wisdom. We don't follow any religious beliefs or concepts, but believe that everyone has the right to their own way of thinking. For us, we talk to our spirit friends, and they talk back. Now, this is all going to be possible because I am a deep trance medium, and in a while I'll be channeling an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay. Gregory crossed over from this world nearly 300 years ago, and he'll be temporarily borrowing my physical body so that he can talk directly to everybody listening. What happens is that basically I go into a form of, it's kind of like a bit like a suspended animation, I suppose. What actually happens is, because I've been developing this gift for 11 years or so, that basically the spirit world encouraged me to subdue my mind to such an extent that they can allow me to astral travel, to go out of, have an out-of-body experience every time I do one of these sessions. And so, being that I'm away, I'm not consciously aware of anything that's taking place in the physical reality. And what happens during this time is that the spirit people borrow my physical body to talk through. And they basically just use it, just like I would. I am using it now as a spirit being having a physical existence. It's just an exchange, that's all. So I hope that kind of explains it.
So Mick's going to get himself ready to go off now, and when he does, you might hear his breathing change. But meanwhile, I'll just tell you a little bit about Gregory. Gregory is the spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group, and they are an educational group that consists of eminent scientific minds of all description, along with ordinary people. They've come to help us to understand the nature of our existence, and hopefully to point us in a more positive direction by helping us to think beyond the constraints of our human minds. Each week on Spirit's Work, we discuss subjects that will help us to make more measured and thoughtful decisions concerning every being and also the planet, so that we can look at the bigger picture of life as eternal beings. Our mission statement is to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit to help people enhance their lives and of others, and to restore the balance and well-being of the planet. And so what I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're about to listen to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay talking about synchronicity while being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. And I'm Sylvie Avery. Welcome.
Hello, friend.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, friend.
Hi.
Once again, then, it is with the utmost love that we are here, and I am so pleasured and honored, as always, to be in your kind vibration, little bird. And, of course, naturally, we welcome you all, whoever may be listening to this program at this particular time.
Thank you.
So we would like to begin, then, upon this path of synchronicity, the very fact that you are sitting here at this very moment is a part of synchronicity and the way in which it affects every single being. Now, you may well look at one another's lives and feel that you are not portraying a syncretic purpose by being there at that particular time. You may feel that your life is worthless at that particular time, or that you are doing no particular good at all. Possibly you are feeling negative, so how can that be imposing something of the synchronic vote of you being there? We need to cover and look at all of these areas in order to understand the true voice of synchronicity, what it really means to be in the right place at the right time. You yourselves have chosen this particular walk, not this particular pathway or the things that have happened to you, because they are not necessarily due to your synchronicity. They may be due to somebody else's. You have to look at the broadest picture in order to understand the window of what you see and experience in physical life. So, my dears, yes, you have come to this particular place in time. You are perhaps listening to this recording at this present moment. Your duty of care has possibly brought you here. It may be that your life has had encounters with different spiritual experiences or other experiences which have led you to question your life outside of the remit of what you have been brought into. Now, I know this may sound a little complex, but you must take into account the various life issues that have been brought about since your inception, since your birth, if you like, of humankind. Quite simply, this birth has taken you through the choices that you have had to make for yourself and that have been made upon your behalf by your parents, your peers, others that you have interacted with in your physical life. Each journey moment, each enticing encounter has been brought about quite simply because you were in your voting area, in your positive will or negative attribute that brought you to a place of learning. It is not to say that all of life is necessarily looked upon by yourselves as a constant book of learning, but that truly is the way it is. In the spirit world, we look and observe the different walks of life that you may have. We can see the struggles and the tribulations of your life as you move through your ideology and also through your breathing life moments, the times that you meet with other people, as well as meeting those that you well know and that you expect to meet, you are also coming upon those chance meetings that you are in the right place at a particular time for to fire an event in your mind or to fire an event surrounding the meeting. Perhaps it is something that creates emotional joy within you. Some great religious experience in this time. Some process different experiences and accept the journey lessons that are brought by them. This is not all that synchronicity delivers, of course. There may be patterns of behavior that are brought about through your learning experience, interaction with your environment, with other people, however that impacts your life. Some of them are learning experiences, whilst others may bring joys and excesses. Now, it is not to say that learning experiences are always something of a negativity. On the contrary, many of them, of course, are very happy experiences. And it is not to say that your learning will only benefit from those of negative impact. You do not either have to involve yourself in every single form of negative impact in order for that to be a learning experience. You can actually even view it voyeuristically, if that is the situation. As much of you do, you encounter different situations on your side of life that you move through in your life. The fields and different interpositions of how different people react to one another. And these are something that you become aware of, these different issues, different changes of instance in your life. And how you react to them becomes a part of the manipulation, if you like, of your mind and the makeup of your judgment, how you see your life and in the perplexing picture of you versus someone else. It is not to say that this is an argument, necessarily, but just to say that you are always looking as an observer and also, of course, as an encounter, because some of these relationships that come about to you, some of these encounters are actually real and something that you have to have a positive or negative impact toward. Now, these encounters either affect you positively or negatively, whichever way that is. Every single case will be different. It may appear that because of the background information belonging to an encounter, that you, to one or the other, stand over it, and that, as I say, is a matter of your judgment. These are not necessarily logically as spiritual encounters, but they are certainly ones for your knowledge and growth. It is not to say that every single encounter is of this way, you see, that you may be a spiritual being and you may look at everything in that light, shed that energy upon it, and perhaps see everything as accounting for your movements or voting your movements forward, sideways, or whichever way your judgment sends you. Synchronicity itself is part of the union of the universe, and it enables all beings to understand the energy of positivity. Because if you are explicitly positive, if you are brimming to overflowing with your positivity and love, is it to be said then that everyone who encounters such positivity should automatically encounter their perfect synchronicity in every moment? Clearly, this is not necessarily the case. Otherwise, it would be that a child in Africa who has but 3 days to live did not vote for that synchronicity to come upon it. It did not ask for that moment to be so short-lived. Can you honestly say that that was indeed a part of its synchronicity too? That it only wanted to live for those 3 short days? perhaps they were painful, both for the parent to look upon and for the child itself, a painful physical experience. What worth is that to any individual? It is because when we are in physical life and when we are in the spirit world, because it is no different, we tend to make judgments upon what we see and view and the purity it holds within it. If we look upon a child who passes within this 3-day cycle, as I say, this is merely a suggestion, of course. It is to say that people may see that as a vote of synchronicity of the law of nature and the universe. It is because we tend to create judgment upon one another's life, and if it is at variance with the one that we have had so far, because we use the balance of judgment of self-life against all of those other situations that occur in our vicinity, it quite simply means that what we are, in fact, looking at is in observance of judgment of self, of the way we would view it, not the way that individual lives it. And yes, they may well be going through pain and suffering, and that is not to say that is a lesser point because it is negative. What you have to look upon is not only the cause celeb you see and view, the suffering you acknowledge the child walking through, but you also acknowledge that possibly there should be no need for this point of suffering, that this should be something that is deleted from the processes of life. If all life were as fair or as rigorously laid as you would will it, as you would have it. Part of the point of synchronicity is that these are not lessons by others' suffering brought to us in order to learn the point. Because it is to say then you are using someone else's life as a vehicle for your judgment, for your understanding. So does that mean that that life was worth less than yours because it had suffered so? Or perhaps some view it that it was worth more than yours because of that suffering that was caused. The point of synchronicity is that you have these encounters to enlighten and provide a positive will for you to act on their behalf so that the situation is not repeated. This is a lesson to humanity, not to repeat those lessons that you may have encountered in your life again and again, either through, as I say, a form of close encounter or either through the form of a distance encounter. You acknowledge these encounters, but you still fail to do something positively about it. Perhaps many will cite on your side of life that they are unable, apart from dipping their hand in their pocket occasionally and giving money to these causes. How is it else that these situations are to be relieved? And the right practice and the rightful laws of synchronicity become empowered in those lives. If you do not put food on their table, how else are they going to be able to establish a life pattern with that form of your species living in that environment? This is something that you may walk towards in the form of your energy to provide a true path to synchronicity, that of your well-being and the well-being of others.
Hmm. So people link synchronicity to good things coming their way.
Yes.
So this must be also linked to karma, in as in bad things. Is that a way of describing that, the other side of synchronicity?
Well, yes, absolutely so. However, reiterating with the child that is but 3 days old and passes to our side of life, it is not to say that they have endured such a thing because of karma of previous life.
No, no.
Although it may well be due to the karmic voyage of someone else in physical life that they have made a decision that has caused this passing. You understand?
Oh, yeah, it's somebody else's that you're getting tangled up in.
Quite so.
But surely when bad things happen, it's a bit like when bad things happen instantaneously here to people, they don't normally think of it as being karma. I don't mean from anything from a previous life. I mean from the life that they're living now.
Yes.
And yet they tend to focus on synchronicity as good things and karma as bad things.
Yes, quite so.
Whereas really it's sort of like the same thing in a different name.
It quite so, yes.
Coming from a different angle.
Yes, absolutely. And they are all things that will happen to you in your life. It isn't to say that one is any less than the other. Synchronicity is really about the whole law of the universe and the way in which you may cross a path that is due to you. And it is whether you value that path, that you value the meeting that takes place because of the position that the two of you are in, or because of the position that you find yourself in through your judgment. It is really there to establish the link between your physical self and your spirit identity. Because, my dear friends, what occurs is that you become more spiritually uplifted, perhaps, in these instances, in these encounters. And enduring them is not something that is always going to be perceived in the first instance as something that is positive. You see, it may well be with the child of 3 days that this is instantly viewed as something of a horror that should not actually be happening in the day and age in which you live. And yet, all through the history of humanity, there have always been these situations of drought and famine. There have always been these situations where one group has used these as a way of manipulating their own orchestration of their life. It is also a way in which others may identify the true cause of their duty of care and how they may actually use that to their betterment. It is not to say that the child of 3 days is purely a tool used in this judgment process, or a tool used by the spirit world to make you yourself see the difference between helping one and helping many, between looking at your duty of care with the right perspective and ignoring it.
And also, I suppose, in some respects, it might actually have stopped that child from having an absolutely awful, awful, traumatic life, long life. So, you know, how do you judge that? 3 days of a bad life? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely so. Absolutely so. That is what I mean, that what you tend to do is you place judgment upon other people's actions or the lives that they lead or endure purely by your own engagement with life. It is not to say that what love that child may have encountered is any less than the love that you encountered. Because, to say, dear friend, it may be that the love they encountered in its purest form was whilst they were in the womb, whilst they were still within the gestation period. It is not to say that their physical life of breathing would have been any less or any lesser worth. You see, in terms of how you place karma in the voyage of your life, that is, as I say, something completely different, because that is something to do with your physical action and response, or your mental action and response, to do with the way in which you inflict yourself upon others, or that you expect and bring your energy of love from within to surround others. This is something that will change instantly. It does not mean to say that it will automatically sit you upon the synchronic path of life, a path of love, or a path of endearment in any way, but that at least by establishing a passage of good karma, it does mean to say the events that you will experience at some point an advancement in your life beyond the present knowing. So you could say that due to this, you are propelling a fuller karmic voyage so that you may become more enlightened tomorrow than you are today.
And I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay talking about synchronicity while being channeled by deep trance medium Mick Avery. I'm Silvery Avery. Welcome. People tend to make such a big event on a daily basis about synchronicity. I mean, synchronicity is called so many different things by different people. And some people actually live their life by it, not really realizing even what it actually is. Is it something that can be forced by reading your horoscope, having a daily card reading or something like that?
Well, yes, I suppose there are those who are very instructive about their path of synchronicity. It is to say that for many, there are languages and lessons that they use in order to make the most careful steps of their life. And who is to say that they are of lesser worth for doing it, or that they are wasting their time even in the physical state of things? Is it not that they are being considerate in what judgment they make, what course to take, what step to move beyond this present moment, and consulting one thing or another, energy or field of vision, pictorially or whatever that may be, is something that may move you forward. It may also be something that stunts your growth, because it will depend, will it not, if somebody always acts within the vision of what they are told to do by some augmented standpoint, by a form of viewing the picture gallery of life, can you honestly say that in fact then means you are invoking your fullest life, or that because you are always so careful and measured that you are in fact never going to do something that is off the cuff, that is syncretic with your view or with your plan of where you have come in your life? So it may mean, dear friend, that you in fact evade the chance or misrepresent a possible situation or scenario that you could have played out. You missed your chance. You delayed your response in a certain activity. Therefore, it means that you will have perhaps lost that go on the merry-go-round, you see. And so that it is all a matter of choices, of course. I know and I am aware that there are many who read their horoscopes avidly and will avoid all different kinds of chance meetings or of this or that, depending upon who tells them to do what, whether it is written in their birth chart or whether it is something to do with the position of the planets. This is something that many hold dear, and I do quite understand this, because the energies that are involved in these mean that they are in fact reacting in a very sensitive way to different positions, different polarities that come into their life, that many others, of course, would never even dream of. Is it to say, then, that these situations of information come about and bring actually a greater chance of evolution? It is to say, of course, that those who do these readings, who live by this chance of life, by this judgment area, would in fact empower themselves and say that they are higher on the evolutionary scale than those who do not.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it is not to say that that is always going to be the case, or that it will ever be the case, because that may well be just their opinion and their view, not something that is held by the rest of society. Does it mean that that being is more pure for doing that, more sensitive for breathing in that reality into their life? That is a matter of difference for them, for their own lighted journey to make in their pathway. It is not for we in the spirit world to make a judgment upon that being, and we would not do so.
Yes, well, I think the readings, having readings all the time to find out what you're going to be doing in your pathway in life can actually stunt a good, healthy pathway, synchronic pathway,
yes.
through putting all this in the way and obstacles in the way, that you're not actually guided by your inner source, your inner consciousness, your higher self.
Exactly so. This is my point. But, however, I'm saying that some people wish to live that way. That is a matter for them.
Mm.
That is their difference of life and their choice.
But it'd be cheaper to meditate.
Oh, well, quite so, yes. In fact, it costs you nothing, of course, just 15 minutes in any one day.
Get inner guidance.
Yes, quite so.
Mm.
And that in itself, you see, will actually place you upon the path of synchronicity. Just by meditating, just by drawing in the energy, that dissipated energy that always tends to fractionate around you because you are uncentered, because you are not collected as a being, that if you become more collected and centered through meditation, then that means that your walk upon your pathway will be more centered, will be more guided by your inner system, by the being that you are that continues in this, the ether world, the spirit within. And because you become empowered by that connection, you then begin to make more connectivity with others who are also on that pathway. It is very much like the journey of a chance meeting someone in a restaurant who may just be a service personnel, your waiter or waitress, someone like that, that you meet through a chance meeting in that situation, and because of your energy vibration or because of their energy vibration, what you are doing is lifting the vibration of the encounter, and that both of you benefit by this meeting of chance, but also by this meeting of synchronicity, the pathway of your life in connection with theirs. It may be that it is a pathway of attraction, of physical attraction, but it may also be something of a pathway of a spiritual attraction, which means that you yourself are empowered and invigorated by her presence or his presence, and they are vice versa, also empowered by you. They see something from your shining energy, perhaps, or you see something theirs. This is also, of course, the way in which animals may interact with one another, why you are perhaps drawn to a particular pet or another particular animal, you see. Horses, cows, donkeys, salamanders, spiders, grasshoppers, or whatever they are that you come into contact with. What you are doing is you are bringing your energy into their environment and they and their energy into yours. This is an exchange of energy and of knowing that they may see the light that you are and you may see the light they are. It may be something that brings you joy in that meeting. That is a path of synchronicity. It may also be something that brings you fear. For example, perhaps silent animal or something like that. How do you know, how can you say that that is not a synchronic encounter? Just purely and simply because it is something negative, you feel that it is something either that your karma has invoked or that you are just unfortunate and unlucky to be in that place. It is not to say that that encounter is something only to be of benefit by you, but it may be of benefit to that animal who has that negativity. Perhaps it is something because an encounter with a previous human being who brought them that energy, you see? And that can, in fact, be the syncretic moment, the path of synchronicity that brings you close together, because there was a further lesson that needed to be taught, both for you and by you, intertwining with the relationship. It may be that you may be able to alleviate the fears, cast aside the aggression that the animal brings upon itself. It may be the very thing, you may be the very being it needed in order to understand that its present predicament is purely through a past experience, and that not all encounters will be the same of that race or species. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so who is to say that when one looks upon synchronicity, that it's always going to be something of a pleasant state orchestrated by you or through the universe toward you? It may well be on the surface that it is something that is of a negative voice that needs to be counteracted by you, not only for your learning curve and future judgment, but also for the victim itself of someone else's judgment within its life.
So our synchronicity affects animals. Obviously, they get caught up in it.
Yes.
Do animals have this synchronicity between them?
Well, yes, sometimes they do. I would not say that it is something that occurs brightly on a daily basis. It is something that occurs in the natural world, after all, that it is a live or fight or flight situation for most animals, unless they are at the very top of the food chain. And most animals live their lives knowing that there are natural predators that at some stage may well be upon them. And that is not to say that they are lesser forms for experiencing that presence. And it is not necessarily a presence that is with them all the time. It may only be something that comes upon them at the very last moment of their life, and that they never experience the presence of the fact that they are a possible prey victim.
All right.
So it is to say that sometimes they may well encounter the law of synchronicity in their life. It may be that their encounter is something of a negative situation. As I say, synchronicity is not always of a positive voice for one and all. It may be that it encounters a hunter of some other species, and that can be either human or another animal. Who is to say that the law of synchronicity is in favor of the hunter when it is clearly not in favor of the hunted? How can you say that the law of synchronicity really acts in both favors in that instant? Because you are dealing with a situation that is voiced in the physical world, and you cannot move away from that fact. You are physical beings living in a physical world, and that is the nature of the physical world at this present time, because it is the roundabout, the way in which different species interact and live upon one another.
So, does synchronicity happen in the spirit world?
Synchronicity does, in part, happen in the spirit world. It is not to say that someone who has a limited viewpoint or a narrow viewpoint will always come upon the path of synchronicity. It may be that they will eventually, and that some service will be brought to open the mind, to open the window to the possibilities that may be presented to them. But you see, you may have someone who has had a physical life who was very dogmatic in their principled view, and it may well be that they do not wish to digress from that in any way at all. What are you to do? How is the spirit world to react to this fellow, this creature, who refuses to look beyond self? They are merely left to their own devices. They will continue their will, and it is not for us to judge them one way or another to change it, because they must come upon this reasoning themselves. Obviously, we would wish them to, but it is not something that we pressurize anyone into, because the spirit world is a place of freedom, not the freedom to cause negativity, but the freedom to move within the choice of self and to move beyond the boundary that one sets oneself, to bring release and freedom in the truest extent, not to be religiously dogmatic or principled to hold beliefs that are unfounded or that mean that you are progressing in a negative way toward all other beings. This, of course, will mean that eventually the path of synchronicity will cross that individual. There will be an encounter at some stage where the realities of life will change the direction of that person, of the personality of that spirit. It isn't that the spirit itself has ceased to make an impact upon the consciousness of the individual, but that it is really still totally a system of the event of whether the individual itself is going to be able to unlock the doorway to consciousness and the reality of now.
So do they have a form of synchronicity on other planets?
Yeah, of course. As I say, it is very much the same, because you are species interacting at this very moment in the physical way between yourselves and one another, interacting with different species. And the way that you do this is something that is very much echoed around the universe. Not that you are necessarily echoing the same ability, because it may well be that other races have completely different abilities to yourself, different knowledge, different awareness. Perhaps they are of greater enlightenment. perhaps they are much lesser enlightened than you are at present, but that they have other inner qualities and gifts to pursue in their physical life and as spirit beings. So, yes, it is to say the laws of synchronicity may certainly work in favour of any one of a number of different species. This is not to say, of course, that an amoeba has an understanding of the law of synchronicity because it merely eats food, seeks food. It does not understand or possibly realize its fullest intent at the stage of life that it is at. That is not a judgment. It is just an acknowledgement of the state that an amoeba is presenting at this present time.
But a lot of people don't understand it either or know of its existence, do they?
I understand that. Yes, exactly. That is my point, I suppose. It is to say that people behave like amoeba, but that some, I suppose you could say, are very close to that.
Yes, very good.
So, thank you.
So, like attracts like. We say like attracts like. Has that got anything to do with synchronicity?
It may well have. Yes, absolutely, my dear friend. For example, you were always destined to meet our friend here, like it or not.
Okay.
That was the position that was brought about at the inception of both of you. Because, in fact, it was something that had to be brought into effect in order to affect the change of reality which occurred. Now, it is to say that if you had not met, would you have been any happier? Well, that would have been a different form of happiness to that which you may survey at this present time. It may well be that people presume that the laws of synchronicity have played a very definite part in their past. And I am not here to say that this is not the case. For many individuals, especially if they are relationships, it may well be that their pathway has been already preordained. This is not either to say that regardless of whatever you did in your physical life, that you would go to this point of meeting, this law of synchronicity kicking on screaming, or that whatever pathway was presumed, whether it was one of positive energy or one that had great seas of negativity within it. One could not say, surely, that that was always going to be the cause of synchronicity. It is to say that there are many different rules governing synchronicity, and what actually is a syncretic system, and what is actually interplay with yourself and your environment purely because of your behavior or because of your positive or negative energy. If you yourself really rely upon the law of synchronicity and do nothing to enhance it, then are you saying that you are playing an active part in your life? You are not. You are merely a bystander. You are allowing life to carry you along, regardless of your activity or your input into it, which means that you yourself are not really engaging within it. So you need to be productive in your life in order to understand and make the best possible motives for you to be involved within your pure understanding and engagement with the law of synchronicity.
Some people are observers, aren't they? Some people...
Yes. You may even call them couch potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand it, there are many people who are doers on your side of life, who are proactive in causing events, whether they negatively impact or positively impact upon others. What you need to do is also realize there are those who will just let you do that, who will put up no defense, who will not struggle in the event, will not be as a fish on a hook, but will just simply allow you to do whatever it is that you wish to do, whether it impacts their lives or not, which is why, partly, humanity has ended up in the situation that it has, with the planet awareness being as low as it is on your side of life, because people have just really wanted to sit back and allow others to take control. And that is the reason, the main reason, of why you have the situation that you have, because people lack their own self-control, their own ability to use judgment and awareness of self to gain understanding, to benefit the whole, to benefit the mass.
They become complacent because they're happy just to... They don't want their world shaken up, do they? They don't want to have to do all these things that... or take responsibility, I suppose, because they don't want to change their lifestyle.
Yes, well, quite so. Also, perhaps it means involving effort. It means involving a fulfillment of something that they would rather sit by and watch someone else create for them in their inactivity, or to create around them so that they themselves may reap the benefit from it.
So as long as there's at least one person left saying that global warming isn't the case, then they'll hang on to that to the bitter end.
Exactly so. Yes, that is what I am saying.
Yeah.
It means that you have to do nothing, that you can carry on in the same way, that you do not have to regard those in another country who are suffering because of your ill intent, because you do not have to look at it. If you ignore other countries outside of your particular domain, then it merely means that you are closing your ears and your eyes to it, to the reality of the situation, that other people will suffer because of what you create in your world. Mm-hmm. And that is the same wherever you are upon your planet. So just because you are as present, for example, in the country that you are sitting in, it does not mean to say that your activity here will encounter a lesser activity elsewhere. Just because you are within this present place does not mean to say your activity will not be encountered by others elsewhere on your planet. It will just take more time for that interaction to happen.
So, there is no such thing as coincidence then, nature?
Well, coincidence itself is a natural phenomena. There is such a thing as coincidence that happens in nature. There are things just the same as accidents that happen in nature. There are situations that are caused through other events of past time and history that carry on relentlessly and regardless of whatever other action you try to cause to avert it. So I am not saying that it will be a coincidence that all 298 people who were on board an aeroplane all happened to want to be on that aeroplane at that time before it crashed. Mm-hmm. It isn't to say that that is a coincidence. It is, in fact, an imposition of someone else's ill intent, or someone else's unawareness that a particular part had to be changed in the mechanism, or that it was not... You see, it is not necessarily that you are looking at the engagement of mind. It may be that you are looking at the lack of that engagement, that someone else took responsibility not to act in a specific way, which actually caused an accident. Or perhaps it was something that happened by natural synchronicity, by the path of the natural world. It is not to say that that was something preordained by the spirit world. Oh no, you cannot lay that at the blame of the door of the spirit world. It is purely and simply that because you are living in physical life, that you interact with that physical life, and that situations come about not through coincidence, but that they just come about through the laws of nature.
Mm.
And that is the element that you are living in at this present time. It is the law of the physical world.
But even those events has a reason and an answer somewhere.
Yes, that is what I am saying.
And that affects
and that
people's
does,
synchronicity.
Yes, because it does affect the syncretic path of all beings who are engaged within it, who are a part of it, mm. who are there looking for survivors.
Yes.
You see,
yes.
who are there combing the hillside, perhaps.
Yes, who wouldn't have been there.
Who would not have been
otherwise.
There. Yes, exactly
mm.
so.
Mm.
And only that then is something else that impacts upon their lives, just as well as anyone else. And that it must be taken in full view of what it actually is. Could it be that a weather pattern was caused through someone else's lack of insight or foresight into the way they behaved throughout their lives, perhaps in polluting the planet or causing that earth trauma, you see, in causing that natural environmental catastrophe that brought that about. That also surely is an incident of the synchronicity of the patterns of behavior and karma that one brings upon oneself and upon the benefit or lack of benefit of others, creating negative energy or positive energy in its wake. That is why you must all look at your duty of care and really study and see the way your activities have an effect upon everyone else. If every being did that within their lifetime, you would all be able to look very differently at the activities you create and the way you manipulate your environment and the environments of others.
And I guess people also say that the things that are happening on the planet that we call mostly through global warming are just some things that are cyclical, in a way related to synchronicity because it happens, you know, periodically.
Yes.
And lay blame for that as well, for things.
Yes, quite so.
Anything.
Absolutely so, my dear Ben, because, of course, as we have already explained, these are paths. They are paths of synchronicity, but they are also to do with the voice of nature, the way in which cyclical events occur on your life plan, on the span that you happen to be involved in at this present time.
So synchronicity is a part of the law of nature?
Yes.
And it can't lie?
It cannot lie. It is the cause and effect that you bring upon your world, that every single species brings upon your world, that you bring into each other's lives. You open the doorway every day to the possibility of changing the way in which you react to nature and it reacts to you, simply by your behavior and what you cast upon others. So do so wisely.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Gregory.
Thank you, dear friend. With, once again, love and light, as always, upon your journey.
Till next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear friend.
Well, if you'd like to know more about us and our work, while Mickey's coming back, I'd like to mention our books and website again. Our books are The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird. Our website is www.spirit-teaching.com, and our books are available at bookstores and on amazon.com, as well as our Spirits Work radio show, on bloggingservice.com on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern. We have Spirit Teaching Radio Show on artistverse.com Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern. Please do join us. And we hope you've enjoyed the show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nick's back now. A bit groggy, but he's back.
That was all right.
It was great. Yeah. Yeah, we've really enjoyed it. Until next time then, be peaceful, be positive and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.